The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Representative Dunwell of Jasper. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Lydia Hand, a page from Linscomb.
Let's pray. Lord, this is the day that you have made, and so we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Our hearts are filled with joy because, Lord, your people have gathered together with all of their different experiences, with all their different perspectives, with all their different giftings from you, giving us a better picture of what it means to be made in the image of God. We rejoice because of that. We rejoice, Lord, because we know ultimately you are in control. Everything rests in your hand, and you are working your plans and your purposes. We, Lord, rest and rejoice today because we are filled with your love. We have everything we need to grant acceptance and love and grace to those that we agree with and even those that we disagree with. Lord, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Bless our elected leaders. Bless our process. Bless all of those who've come up here to the Capitol today to just be part of this wonderful process. This is the day that the Lord has made. We choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2289 by Wheeler, a bill for an act relating to prohibiting abortion in the state and providing effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2290 by Best, a bill for an act relating to the investment of certain public funds in companies that are owned or controlled by Chinese military or government services.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2291 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to midwife licensure, providing for fees and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2292 by Committee on Economic Growth, a bill for an act relating to the matters under the purview of the Economic Development Authority, including the High Quality Jobs Program, the Iowa Energy Service Center, and the Workforce Housing Tax Incentive Program, including effective date and retroactive applicable provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment. Refer to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2293 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act increasing the amount of commission of a Veterans Affair may use from certain designated sources for the benefit of veterans.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment and placed on calendar.
House File 2294 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the inclusion of the telephone and text number for Your Life Iowa program on public school student identification cards and including applicable provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment and placed on calendar.
House File 2295 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act concerning state agency responses to the proclamation of disaster emergency.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment and placed on calendar.
House File 2296 by Committee on Information Technology, a bill for an act related to the public utility access to public roads right of way.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment and placed on calendar.
House File 2297 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act related to the medical assistance on Hawkeye programs and managed care organizations.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment and placed on calendar.
House File 2298 by Committee on Education, a bill for an act relating to the immunization against COVID-19 requirements for enrolling in any licensed child care center, elementary or secondary school, or post-secondary school in Iowa.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment and placed on calendar.
House File 2299 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to fire insurance policies and to the appraisal of insured losses and including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 2300 by Committee on Veterans Affairs, a bill for an act relating to the protection of certain members of the military concerning employment and insurance coverage and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment, placed on calendar.
House File 2301 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the Alcoholic Beverage Control and matters under the purview of the Alcoholic Beverage Division of Department of Commerce and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is not ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Appropriations.
House File 2302 by Committee on Information Technology, a bill for an act relating to the affirmative defense for entities using cybersecurity programs.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and place on counter.
House File 2303 by Shipley and others, a bill for an act creating a Second Amendment Preservation Act, providing penalties and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on State Government.
House File 2304 by Jones, a bill for an act relating to the forgery involved in movie prop money and making penalties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and refer to the Committee on Public Safety. The chair recognizes the lady from Polk, Representative Gaines, for the Black History Month presentation.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. It was a sunny Sunday afternoon in the fall of 1955 when my mother, my aunt, and I returned home from church. As I ran upstairs to change my clothes, my mother yelled up that I should keep on my good clothes, that we were leaving in a few minutes to attend a speech at the Wilkie House. Shortly afterwards, I found myself sitting in the front row of a small auditorium between my mom and my aunt, waiting to hear this speech. Suddenly, a beautiful black woman appeared on the stage. She was wearing a bright pink dress and bright makeup, but looked very sad as she began to speak. She told us that her 14-year-old son had been recently lynched in Mississippi. He lived in Chicago, but was visiting relatives down south when this horrendous crime occurred. He was wrongfully accused of whistling at a white woman and stolen from his bed late at night, never to be seen alive again. I was only 8 years old, but astute enough to realize how brave this young mother was. I will never, ever forget how she did not shed one tear as she graphically described to us what those men did to her son. Mamie Elizabeth Teal, born in Webby, Mississippi in 1921 and died in Chicago in 2003, was one of the activists that sparked the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. Her speeches around the country motivated people, both black and white, to stop the racism that permeated American life at that time. Mamie Teal, mother of Emmett Teal, is a shoulder we stand on. Thank you.
Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Abdul Samad. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you. Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, it gives me an honor to not only to introduce but to present a certificate to Reverend Rob Johnson. Reverend Rob Johnson, in his last passion, you know, on his birthday, had recognized the need of individuals in the community. And so on his birthday, he got a lot of us to donate some money to give individuals, you know, a full tank of gas. And we set it up with several community leaders and community organizations and Hy-Vee. And on a Saturday morning, below zero weather, you know, with all of us trying to stay warm, we were able to fill up, you know, several hundred gas tanks for individuals. And I have to say, Mr. Speaker, the thing that was exciting for me is that at my pump, a lady, just before she got there, literally with her family, ran out of gas. She used her last little dollar to put gas in her car to get gas, and she ran out. And we pushed the car up to the pump, and she just started crying because she said, I didn't know how I was going to make it through the week. And we filled up her tank, and I said, what else do you need? And she said, last night, my house had caught on fire, and now we are using a generator. So we filled up her gas cans that she had, and then we tied her into some other organizations. But this gentleman has been in the community as a community activist now for a number of years. I've had the great pleasure of working with him, and today I just wanted to introduce to you to know that individuals out there addressing different issues in our community, dealing with a lot of our families. So I would like to introduce to many of you this gentleman, because I also did a certificate that says the Iowa House of Representatives Certificate of Recognition of Reverend Robert Johnson, having been brought to the attention of State Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad, which is me, that Reverend Rob Johnson deserved the recognition for his commitment to bettering the community through acts of service. Now, therefore, in consideration of the foregoing, the undersigned does hereby extend congratulations and warm wishes on this 8th day of February, and then my name is signed. But I would like for us to welcome Reverend Rob Johnson and his son, Eli, which I'm also the pawpaw, which makes us three generations of individuals that will serve this community. Reverend Rob Johnson. This is also a photo op. This is one of the prettiest babies you will ever see.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Blackhawk, Representative Williams. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for an introduction?
You are in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. It's my great pleasure to introduce several members of the Waterloo Career Center Cyber Defense Team this morning. They're here for Career Tech Education Day down in the Rotunda. So here with us are, back here on the bench, would you, gentlemen, stand up, please. David Osambanda, Obed Kiabanzawoko, Caleb Moe, Bo Smith, and one of their coaches and instructors, Mr. Kyle Coolers. Mr. Coolers specifically asked me to express his thanks for the financial support for this multi-school team. The funding is directed to schools across the state, to regional planning partnerships from federal Pell funding. The team consists of students from Waterloo East, Waterloo West, Hudson, Jessup, and Cedar Falls. And although this team has been together only just 10 months or so, they have recently finished in the top 5% of approximately 5,000 international teams entered in a cyber defense competition, which was sponsored by the U.S. Air Force Association. I might also mention that one of the team members can't be here is an Air Force ROTC, junior ROTC member, and she was recruited to join the team. So this is the way these things work. They qualified first for the competition by winning the tournament for the state of Iowa. This team is tremendously successful as measured by how far they've come in less than a year. Please join me in congratulating them on their accomplishment. Thank you.
The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Wednesday, February 9th at 8:30 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing no further business, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchell. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.